I think what needs to change is we have to talk much more to the, we have to get into a marketplace. We have to really make sure that science is realized for its full economic potential. I still think science is viewed by many as a luxury, or scientific knowledge is viewed as a luxury and not as something that is absolutely critical for this earth and its future. And so in order to do that, we have to start to not only persuade the politicians and the policymakers, but we have to persuade the general public that this is not just something that we can basically do away with when economic times get hard. It's times when economic times get hard, that's the time we have to really bring the science to play in the whole debate about how we manage our landscapes. Well, do it through farming associations, forest associations, or even the extractive industries. Work with the businesses that own the land. The businesses that are currently buying up the land for oil palm plantations, for example. We should be working with the oil palm managers to say, okay, how are you going to manage this land, or how can we help you manage this land in a way that's beneficial for biodiversity? Now, that doesn't take a government and doesn't take a policy. That takes working with the individual landowners and also providing the tools that they can then use. The solutions we're creating for these big global issues is, first of all, to create tools and technologies that people can then use to determine where to preserve and where for biodiversity, and where is less important for biodiversity and it can be used for other land use requirements, such as biofuels, food, etc. So the big messages for me are that it is possible to conserve biodiversity beyond protected areas, and we are developing the tools and technologies to do this. Now we need to get those tools and technologies into the hands of the people that are having the biggest impact on biodiversity. And it's that is the thing that we need to now work on in terms of working with landowners, the governments, the politicians, to make sure that we can turn this around.